This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If I was him, I would have put myself available for anything. But that was me. He was a third baseman that was asked to be a DH. Now all of a sudden you want him to play first base. I guess you had to give him some time for him to learn if he wanted to, because he's doing great as a DH. You know, like, I don't want to miss that. All. I mean, you're leading the league in RBIs. You got all your things going on as a batter. That's a good thing. So we cannot just crush the guy every time we feel like. We need to know that he's an important piece for this organization. He's doing what he was asked for. You know what I'm saying? I think he should just think about what would be better for the organization, him at first or him at CDH, and go from there.
David Ortiz, some of you may have heard of, back on June 2nd, talking about this whole situation moving around, trying to get people to lay off of Devers a little bit. Well, that tune has certainly changed over the last couple of weeks. Culminating, he was with Ken Rosenthal this week and making statements to reporters, and that culminated with an Instagram post today where he took a bit of a jab at Devers. Some are calling it subtle. I don't think it's particularly subtle. He posted a picture of himself posing in front of the number 34, you know, that big 3-4 at Fenway Park. And the caption is as follows. The thing is, I like when people start a sentence with the thing is. I do that all the time. But like an Instagram post, the thing is. Like,
you know, they're about to cook.
Well, there's a thing. Okay, well, what's the thing? Exactly. The thing is that to have something like this at Boston, and he's talking about his statue with his number there. To have something like this in Boston, you have to just not be a hitter. You have to be the full package all the way around. Player, .. Go Sox, period. At Red Sox, and then another little text bubble on the left that says, best organization in baseball. Now, there's two ways to look at this. Number one, you have to not just be a hitter, you have to be the full package. That's kind of rich coming from David Ortiz, who was a DH, which means he was just a hitter.
Five-tool player.
Right. The athletic marvel of David Ortiz. But you know what I mean? I don't think he's talking about that. I don't think he's talking about baseball there. He's talking about how he became Big Poppy. You want to have your number retired out front, you got to be a little bit more accessible there, Rafi. You have to give them something. You have to give them, aside from just hitting the ball, you have to give them more reasons to root for you. And while I think the best organization in baseball stuff is a little much, although Ortiz does have pretty good reason to say that, I would say. He sparred with upper management a lot. But when he got shot in the Dominican Republic, the Red Sox sent a plane and they got him back here and they saved his life. So, you know, like that, I can see why he may be ready to tell the Red Sox, hey, you know what, whatever you guys need, whatever you need me to say, I'll say it. Best organization and best sure. Yeah, you sent that plane over there. You got me back here. I'm still alive today. Like, I'll whatever you want there, John, Tom, all you guys. Best organization in baseball, boom, posted. So I don't really blame him for that. But I also think what he's saying is true. David Ortiz, if he was just a great hitter, would have been an all-time great Red Sox. But he wouldn't have been Big Poppy. He wouldn't have this legend associated with him without giving back to the fans. And he did that numerous times. He was very active in the city. He was what we all remember, of course, in 2013 after the marathon. I mean, you know, he had many, many moments on the field, off the field, period. And he had a larger-than-life personality. Rafael Devers has a smaller-than-life personality, if that's possible. His personality is, like, microscopic. And he didn't let anybody in. His teammates, fans, towards the end, the media. Really not anyone. And that's not to say that the only way to ever be, like, Ted Williams was a bit of a difficult personality from, according to everything that's ever been written about him ever. Yaz, even. Yaz wasn't the most sunny personality in the world.
Jim Rice, too, right?
Yeah, sure. Jim Rice. There's a lot of examples of, you know, guys like that over the years who certainly weren't David Ortiz and are legends with the Red Sox. But I do understand what Ortiz is saying here, and I do think that he has a point. I don't agree with it 100%. I think you can still be a bit of a prickly pear and have your number up on the facade and have a statue out front and have everything else going on if you're good enough. Thing is, Devers was never on that level. He was never on David Ortiz's level. His OPS plus, I read in the passing thing, was like 25th since he got into the league. And it's been, you know, it's gone up since then, obviously. And he's considered certainly better than top 25 these days. But we're not talking about an MVP candidate. We're not talking about some record holder. We're not talking about an all-time player. We're talking about a great player. Devers is a great player. Hall of Fame player? Is he going to be a Hall of Fame player? I think that'll be debated. I don't think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, that's for sure. I think it's going to depend on what the rest of the class looks like, but it's not going to be one of those where it's like, oh, Rafael Devers, sure, unanimous. You know, him and Mo Rivera. If it is, it's probably going to take a couple of years, and it may have to be one of those lean years before it ever happens. But again, we're talking way down the road here. All I'm saying is that for Ortiz to be getting back into this and sort of climbing back in the ring, and making these statements does make me think he is becoming more of a shill for the team maybe than he was before. Because this is really an us versus them type of situation. And while he was never the personality of Rafael Devers, he was the power hitter on this team for many, many years. And he was a guy that clashed with the front office for many years and had some blow-ups on the field and off the field. And I remember him crashing that Terry Francona press conference and yelling and screaming about how he should have had an RBI instead of a whatever. I forget exactly what the details were, but you know he had his stuff. It wasn't always pretty for him. But one thing that he was able to do that Devers wasn't able to do was kind of play the game. Okay, well you're gonna bust my chops about this, then I'll take it, but then I'll get mine later. With Devers, it was just nothing. There was no back and forth. He wasn't interested in it. And you got to really notice that with all these players and all these managers, GMs, chief baseball officers, whoever, they all leave. It always ends badly. And the one common thread throughout it all has always and is always going to be ownership. That's the common thread. Manny Ramirez, Theo Epstein, Terry Francona, Dave Dombrowski, Mookie Betts, Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts, I mean, just down the list you go. Chris Sale, all of them. Chris Sale is a little bit different. But you do notice a pattern here after a while. And that pattern does have one constant. And that constant is the owners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.